Remember when this happened. You're in Acts chapter 5, right? What had happened in the book of Acts? The Holy Spirit was calling out of people. The Holy Spirit was filling these people. Everything about the church was totally the work of the Spirit of God. So much so that it took the enemy by surprise. And up to this point, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the priests hadn't been able to gather their forces to do a thing. Really, very, very little. They had tried to stop in Acts 4. They had tried a little, but they couldn't do a thing. They were taken by surprise, and they're grasping and grappling with, how do we do this? And if you read Acts 4, it's just pathetic to see them try to stop this mighty move of the Spirit of God. Their little attack from the outside was just like blowing a pop gun opposite a cannon. The cannon was roaring on, and the work was going on. And now, what the devil couldn't do from the outside, Ananias and Sapphira are doing from the inside. Professing to be born of the Spirit, professing that they were Spirit-led and Spirit-filled. They were giving a testimony that was professedly spiritual. The only one who knew the truth of this was us. She must have had a bigger pizza. The only one who was aware of what was going on here was the Spirit. Now, this tells you something else, actually. And this, I'm glad you raised this, because this is a very solemn thing. When in religious and spiritual matters we give our word, even though we don't say, I vow, or I swear, or I put my hand on the Bible, the Spirit of God is the sole witness to our hearts. Because I can't see your heart, and you can't see mine. So that what we are saying, when we give a religious or spiritual witness, we are saying this unto God. Now that's a very big thing. But beyond that, and I don't mean to say that every lie a Christian may tell is the same as the lie of Ananias and Sapphira. It wasn't. And it isn't. But there is a sense in which we have to say, Thou God seest me. Or as Paul said when he was telling the truth, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. When you tell me, I am telling you the truth, what you are really saying is what Paul said. So for a Christian deliberately to lie definitely does sin against the Holy Spirit, to grieve the Spirit. It's a very, very serious thing for anybody deliberately to lie. But it's most serious for a Christian, because he is either completely or should I say explicitly or implicitly involving the Holy Spirit in his testimony. When I think you're born again and you're indwelt by the Spirit and you are sold out to be led by the Spirit, and you come and you say, this is the truth, I believe you're speaking as a Christian. And if you're lying, what you're doing is you're trading and you're trafficking on my acceptance of the work of the Spirit of God in you, but you're perverting that work of the Spirit of God to your own evil, wicked ways. Now, that is always a sin against the Holy Spirit. In this case, it was particularly so because of the intensity of the Spirit's work, of which they were a part, and they, by doing this, opened up the doors for the devil to come in and oppose the work. And you'll notice that the lesson wasn't lost on the devil. In Acts 5, the attack comes from the outside to the inside, and then it goes back to the outside. But when you get into Acts 6, where is it again? It's back on the inside, because the devil, they just handed the key, as it were, to the door of the church into Satan's hand. This is the easy way to get in. I mean, you can all those scribes and Pharisees will not do that much to the church. But you get liars on the inside. Or, in chapter 6, complainers and dividers and all that on the inside. And what happens? You grieve away the Spirit of God. And if your sin is going to grieve away the Spirit of God, then it's a sin against the Holy Ghost. It's stopping Him from working. That's why. It's a very serious sin.